There are many reasons why we don't have revival in our churches. False doctrine has infiltrated many of the mainstream denominations so that there is no spiritual life. Revival doesn't come today because we don't believe it can happen. Our powerless Christianity is a constant rebuke to our unbelief. The world laughs at us and mocks us because we have failed to be a living demonstration of the power of God. But perhaps one of the most basic reasons why we don't have revival in our churches is because we don't want it. On one occasion, Samuel Chadwick, the principal of Cliff College in the Derbyshire Peak District, received a telephone call from someone asking for a preacher for a service on the following Sunday. Thinking over those who would be available, Mr. Chadwick said, "Well, you can have Mr. Jones, but if you have him, you'll have a revival." "Oh dear," said the startled caller, "we don't want that." And the line went dead. One of the greatest hindrances to revival is the fact that many Christians don't want it, because we're not prepared to pay the price. Many preachers are afraid to speak against sin and to proclaim the whole counsel of God, lest it make them unpopular with the congregation. People leave one church and go to another because they're convicted of sin, and because it's easier for them to change their church than change their lifestyle. We are content with the status quo, and we do not want anyone, not even God, to disturb our quiet, easy, comfortable religion. Revival means a change of lifestyle, a change of values, a change of priorities. Are you prepared to pay that price? My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.